Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's Saturday Live with Simply Red and For Your Babies. And it's time for this.
Travel Talk, brought to you by Germany.travel. Experience UNESCO heritage. Germany awaits.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
It's Travel Talk with Ed Finn, back this weekend as always. Ed has been in a country he loves so much, back for another visit to Germany, Ed.
Yes, good morning, Robbie, indeed. A place that I have been going to for a few years, and I talk to people and they say to me, God, I'd love to go there, Dusseldorf, right? Now, it probably has the biggest amount of museums and culture in Germany. There's over 100 museums there. Now, they're all along in a certain area. But to give you an idea, just on up Dusseldorf, it's an hour and 50 minutes flight from Dublin. Aer Lingus fly there twice a day. It leaves, they have two flights in the morning, one at 6:50 and you have one in the evening at 7:30. And then you have two flights back on a Sunday. So it's very easy to get to. Now, what I love about it, right, is I actually went over because the Clayton Hotel, Robbie, opened their first hotel ever in Germany last year. It used to be a Japanese hotel called the Nikko. Now, for anybody who doesn't know about this, a huge history between Japan and Dusseldorf. After the war in the 1950s, Japanese companies started flooding into Dusseldorf and opening companies. So there's a huge area there called Little Tokyo. Now, The best ramen and noodles you'll ever get, Robbie, in your life, I tell you now, if you're a manga fan or anything Japanese, if you really, the whole area there, it's just called Little Tokyo. And I didn't even know this, right? And I was like, what's all this? But it's amazing. Everywhere you go, like Japanese people living there, they have Buddhist temples there as well.
But and architecturally, does it look Japanese?
It looks very Japanese in that, you know, ice cream shops, all these Japanese sweets, like hardware stores, Robbie, that are all Japanese stuff. I didn't have a clue, like half the stuff, what it was. Really fabulous. Like you're just totally immersed in it. That's one thing that jumps out at you here in Dusseldorf as well, the value. Now, famous, of course, for the Altbier, Robbie, which they serve in little 25-liter glass, you know, quarter of a litre glasses. That's everywhere. The old town, the Altstadt, is beautiful. Architecture, it's right on the Rhine, of course, and they did a whole redevelopment there. It's one of the greenest cities in Germany. It's a place that you can just go and totally relax. But one thing I'd say to you, just 33 minutes on the train, Robbie, is Cologne. And the cathedral in Cologne is amazing. It's one of the best cathedrals in Northern Europe. And it's a sight to behold and really good to do that when you're in Dusseldorf. Now, the Dusseldorf card, by the way, it's $12.90 for 24 hours, Robbie, or for 48 hours, it's $18.90. You get free travel on everything, all the public transport, trams, U-Bahn, you name it. And then you get huge discounts as well on all city tours, museums. If you want to like really have a big dose of culture and museums and sort of relaxing, it's a great spot to go to. And the other thing as well that's really nice about it, the River Rhine, of course, I was saying to you, very relaxing. You can do like boat trips there. And they boast, Robbie, that they've the longest bar in Europe in the Altstadt. There's 260 bars in one strip. And you just wouldn't believe it. It's just crazy. So there's like huge nightlife there as well and very civilized nightlife, Robbie. I saw a bachelor party there when I was there the last time, and they were the most well-behaved bachelors that I'd seen, a stag party, whatever you call it. Garrett Merriman was the manager, Robbie, in the Gibson Hotel, and he is now down in Dusseldorf in the Clayton there. He's the manager there, and lovely guy, and we had a great old chat, and he loves Dusseldorf. He was saying the same thing to me. He thinks it's one of the most sort of undiscovered spots in Germany, and he's very happy as the manager in the new hotel. And it's a super hotel, Robbie. Big hotel, great breakfast, and as I said, right in the middle of Little Tokyo.
So you can enjoy some German cuisine and mix in a bit of noodle as well and enjoy a multicultural meal in one city.
Yeah, you can indeed. And another thing, Robbie, Dusseldorf is famous for, they have this incredible fashion school there, right? But so that means basically there's a huge young population there as well. But there are vintage shops and clothing shops. Like there's a whole area as well. Very affordable, Robbie. And
what's the price are we talking about for flights?
The flights are very good value to Dusseldorf. They've always been quite good value. So you can go out in the morning at 6:50. You can, if you want to go off early, and you can fly home on a Sunday night at 21:05, Robbie, at 9 o'clock. So you can really pack in a lot if you did an early flight on a Friday, came back on a Sunday evening. Now, they have a direct flight every day back as well, and they have two flights from Dublin. So you've a lot of choice. But
and what about a website now? We can get some info to plan a nice trip there.
Yeah, so germany.travel, and just put in Dusseldorf, but the Dusseldorf-tourismus.de. But if you look up the Dusseldorf Tourist Board, that's the one that will come up. But the germany.travel is really good, and that you get loads of stuff there. I'm looking forward to going back there again. I always enjoy it and always feel good when I've had a little trip there. As I said, full of culture and ramen, Robbie, when I come home. It's great.
I think we're going to set up a little pipeline apartment for you there, because you spend so much time in Germany these days. You must really love it.
Well, you know what's funny? Like, I've never gone to Japan. I've never been to Japan, right?
Now visiting Dusseldorf.
Yeah, so this was like, it's like you're in Japan. So it's like, it's for an hour and 50 minutes, it's not bad.
Thanks for sharing your trip to Germany. No Back problem. Again next weekend on Travel Talk, I hope.
Absolutely, Robbie. Dankeschön.
Travel Talk, brought to you by Germany.travel. Experience UNESCO heritage. Germany awaits.
Sunshine 106.8.